On Monday, Omar Burley was cleared of all state and federal charges involving a 2010 car chase, manslaughter, and possession of heroin, to which he pled guilty. This after a recently convicted police officer admitted to conspiring to plant drugs in Burley's car and then falsifying the police report. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden was there when Burley was absolved of all charges.
I'm standing outside the Clarence Mitchell Courthouse in downtown Baltimore, where Omar Burley said he had mixed emotions as he was relieved to be completely released from all charges, but also very sad because Mr. Albert Davis Sr. lost his life on that night 8 years ago.
I shouldn't be here at all, so it was a very trying situation. But now I'm hoping that I could move on from this and finally put this behind me and feel some type of freedom. But I know that I'll never be the same again.
He said he'll be going home to take care of his father, who is now on dialysis. While he was in federal prison, he lost his mother, his girlfriend, and his godchild.
That's WYPR's Mary Rose Madden. Burley had been in federal prison for 7 years. Public defenders say thousands of cases may be reevaluated because of the recent federal convictions of the 8 Baltimore police officers who had served on the disbanded Gun Trace Task Force.